few weeks ago, a friend of mine named Wendy told me about her friend Kim, who, along with her partner, has been supporting a Hazara orphan from Afghanistan named Sharif since about 2012.
Sharif's family originally came from Besoud, a town about an hour and a half out of Kabul. Sharif is from the Hazara people, who are a persecuted minority in Afghanistan. And when he was quite young, his aunt and uncle in Kabul thought they couldn't have children. So they actually took him from his family to live with them to pretend to be their son. When he was about 12 or 13, his aunt had a baby, and so they kicked him out. And so his parents came up from the village to take him back, but were killed on the way. The town in which they live is very dangerous for Hazaras, and the Taliban killed them on the way up to Kabul. He was left, age 12 or 13, homeless and an orphan.
After ending up on the streets of Kabul, Sharif enrolled himself in high school and worked part-time jobs. I wanted to know how Kim and Sharif first met.
I met him when he was online when he was about 16, so he'd been living on the streets for about 3 years. In 2011, I started meeting a lot of boat people through a friend of mine, many of whom are Hazaras, and I am on a couple of Hazara Facebook groups, and Sharif found me on Facebook, and he realised that I was friendly with Hazaras, so he sent me a friend request, which I ignored for a while, because he had no photos and really nothing much on his Facebook page, and I didn't know who he was. And I think I even eventually said yes by accident. I think my finger slipped, and I said, yes, I'll be your friend. He didn't say anything for the first few weeks, but eventually he popped online and started chatting. I would ask him, you know, how are you? How was school? Have you eaten today? All that sort of thing. Eventually he said to me, can you get me out of Afghanistan? And I'm like, I can't. I'm not your family. And even if I were your family, I don't have the $10,000 to pay for a family reunion visa or anything like that. And he said, because, you know, I need to get out of Afghanistan because life is so hard. If I can't fix my life, you know, I'm just going to end it all. And I was like, oh, God, don't do that.
In 2010, foreign troops in Afghanistan numbered 150,000 and civilian deaths reached record levels. In 2011, the year Sharif and Kim met, Pakistan-Afghan border skirmishes intensified. Large-scale attacks by the Pakistani-based Haqqani network took place across the country, and Taliban offensives in and around Kabul increased. In 2011, there were 2.7 million Afghan refugees, with 1 million in Iran, while Australia housed 23,434 refugees in total. Today, the groups, splinter groups, foreign combatants and government forces fighting in Afghanistan continues to balloon, and Afghanistan's poppy cultivation has reached record levels. On top of bombs, guns and soldiers, while he was living on Kabul's streets, Sharif also had to deal with freezing winters, wild dogs, junkies and criminals. All this, and he kept going to school. I wanted to know how and why Kim's been supporting him all these years.
I was telling one of my best friends about him and how hard life was. My friend said, oh, I want to send him money. I want to help him with his schooling. And I said, oh, all right, great. Now I have to prove his story because I believe him, but there's no reason why you should. So I contacted my best friend in Kabul, who was friends with some of the guys that I know here in Melbourne, because they all served as interpreters with the American Special Forces against the Taliban years ago. And I said to him, go and find Sharif and talk to him and see what you think, because I trust your judgment. My friend JD went and found him and they chatted for a while, and then he called me and he said, yes, he's a really nice kid and he's absolutely dirt poor.
You're listening to 4ZZZ's Brisbane Line. Kim had to figure out how to get the money to Kabul, so she put the word out to the Hazara community in Melbourne, where she lives. The suburb of Dandenong has the largest Hazara community in Australia.
A friend of mine who runs a supermarket replied and said, look, send the money through my business. I'll throw some money in as well. And so we ended up sending him $400 to start with, and he got himself a room, a bed, blankets, a gas bottle for cooking, clothes, shoes, school books, 2 weeks after we sent him the first instalment, he did his mid-year Year 12 exams and came second in his class. He was so excited. He was saying, I'm getting fantastic results because I've got somewhere to do my homework now. I didn't have anywhere to do my work before. And at the end of the year, he came top of his class. He was doing 14 subjects. he's so determined to learn.
Sharif finished high school in 2012, and Kim spent the best part of 2013 looking for ways to bring him to Australia. Kim and Sharif speak nightly, so I wanted to know how he ended up in Malaysia and not Australia.
I was frightened if I tried to bring him to Australia that immigration would just treat him dreadfully. And honestly, the way they treat refugees, I mean, he's not a refugee, but the way they treat refugees and Afghans, I actually ended up just being frightened of trying to bring him here, quite apart from the fact that I can't afford international student fees for universities anywhere in Australia. So we've sent him to Malaysia. He's in a university town. He's got good mates there. He seems to be enjoying the course. He's just doing his exams, finishing second year this week. He sometimes says to me, can you come and visit? I'm like, no, I can either come and visit or you can eat. You have to choose between them at the moment. I mean, I'm hoping we'll get over there in 2 years' time to see his graduation.
As Kim says, this all takes money. So earlier this year, she set up a You Caring crowdfunding campaign. It's called Help Sharif Get an Education. Go to youcaring.com and search for Sharif.
For the past few years, I've been working voluntarily supporting refugees here in Melbourne. I was doing that full time. So, yeah, our savings have really dived. I've got $18,000 as my wish for the campaign, but really anything will help.
That was Kim Asher ending that report. For more information about Kim and Sharif, or if you wish to donate to this cause, go to youcaring.com and search for Sharif, S-H-A-R-I-F. You're listening to 4ZZZ Brisbane.